第二天的聚会。
Today is the second day of our special spiritual convocation.
联合会的目的就是要提升我们的 灵性。
The goal of this convocation is to increase our faith.
那体验属灵的恩典。
And to experience God's spiritual blessings.
那我们从圣经看起来，人要得到神的恩典，有两个重要的途径。
From the Bible, we can see that there are two ways we can receive God's blessing.
一个是听道跟行道。
One is by hearing and practicing God's word.
第二个是得圣灵，而且被圣灵充满。
The second is to receive the Holy Spirit and to be filled by it.
那我们生活中就会充满神的恩典。
In those ways, then we, our life will be full of God's blessing.
今天早上想从路加福音来查考无知的人这一句话。
This morning, I'd like to use the book of Luke and to study all foolish ones.
我们大家都很喜欢做一个很有智慧的人。
Everyone wants to be wise.
那怎么样人是有智慧的？
But who is a wise man?
就是不要做无知的人。
That's a man who doesn't do any foolish things.
那主耶稣在路加福音里面一共有五次提到这一句话。
In the book of Luke, Jesus mentioned this phrase, O foolish one, five times.
有时候我们对照我们自己，我们发现我们很聪明啊，但是在主耶稣看起来，其实说我们是无知的。
And in fact, there are times we think we're wise, but in Jesus' eyes, we're foolish.
那有时候我们常常发现，我们这样做，被人看起来是不聪明的，但是在主耶稣看起来，你是很有智慧的。
Or on the other hand, other people might not think we're wise, but Jesus would think we are.
所以一个人是不是真的有智慧，那个判断的标准，不在乎世界的标准，乃在乎神的话。
So whether we're wise or foolish is not by the worldly standard, but by God's standard.
我们看耶利米书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah chapter 8.
耶利米书第八章。
第九节。Verse 9. The second half of verse 9 is the key word.
这里说以色列百姓当中有人弃掉神的话，那他心里还有什么智慧呢？
They have rejected the word of the Lord, so what wisdom do they have?
神是智慧的来源。
God is the source of wisdom.
神的智慧是通过他的话语来传达给我们。
God's wisdom are through his words which come to us.
那弃掉神的话，那还有哪一个人可以称作是有智慧呢？
So if we reject the word of God, who can be wise?
因为当时在耶利米那个时代，神允许外族要来攻打他们。
The time of Jeremiah, God permitted other tribes and nations to attack them.
结果当时就很多的智慧人来献祭，要怎么办？
And so many so-called wise men came and proposed to the king as to what to do.
有的时候要到埃及去求帮助。
They said, some said we need to seek help from Egypt.
那想了很多的办法。
They thought many schemes and methods.
但是他们最后想这些办法都没有办法避免神对他们的惩罚。
But whatever they came up with could not avoid the punishment that was to come from God.
因为他们想的这些办法都不是从神的话出来的。
That was because what they thought up were not from God's wisdom.
所以这些人虽然很聪明，但是他没有神的话，他的智慧在哪里呢？
So even though they were smart people without God's words, they didn't have wisdom.
所以今天呢，我们最有智慧的对人的一个忠告就是圣经法拿开来，第几章第几节怎么说，请你照这样做吧，这个就是最有智慧的人。
So the most wisdom is one who opens the Bible and shows others the way of life.
好，我们现在看路加第九章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 9.
好，路加福音第九章。
Gospel of Luke chapter 9.